Good afternoon, everybody. We really appreciate you giving a few moments of your time to join us on a Friday for just a short devotional message about the Word of God. Over the last number of weeks, on a Friday afternoon, we've been considering some reasons why we as Christians believe the Bible to be the inspired Word of God. It claims to be the Word of God, and that's a claim that we certainly embrace. And we've been thinking about some of the great evidences for divine inspiration. And today I want to look at one of the most, I think, remarkable evidences that the Bible is the Word of God. And that is the fact of fulfilled prophecy. Many times in the Old Testament scriptures, prophecies were made, and many of those prophecies have been fulfilled with pinpoint accuracy. And that points to a divine author who knows all things, who knows the end from the beginning, and who has a plan and purpose in all things. And there are many New Testament prophecies that have been fulfilled already since the completion of Scripture, and many prophecies that we are seeing fulfilled before our very eyes. For example, in the book of Daniel, in Daniel chapter 2, Daniel saw this great image, and it was prophetic in its fulfillment. It was Nebuchadnezzar's image. The head was made of gold, the breast of silver, the belly of brass, the legs of iron, and the feet of clay. And each part of that image represented a kingdom that would come even after Daniel's day. The head of gold represents the Babylonian Empire, which came and which fell. The breast of silver represents the Medo-Persian Empire, which came and which fell. The legs of brass represented the Grecian Empire, which came and fell. And then the legs of iron represented the Roman Empire, which came and fell. And so we see in that image in Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar's image, prophetic application to empires that would come, and they have come and they have fallen. How do you explain that outside of divine inspiration? Then lastly, there was the feet of iron and clay, which represents a revived Roman Empire, which we will see in the world in the last days. And certainly the stage is being set for that last world empire. And then in the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel makes reference to the city of Tyre, how it would be defeated. And that has been fulfilled as well. Isaiah spoke of a man called Cyrus who would rise up and be used to deliver the people of Israel. And hundreds of years after the prophecy was given, Cyrus came and was used of God. His name was given in the book of Isaiah, and he was used of God to deliver the children of Israel. But some of the most astounding prophecies that find their fulfillment since they were given are concerning the person and work of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. The Old Testament was completed 400 years before the commencement of the New. And in the Old Testament, many, many prophecies, dozens of prophecies are given about the person and work of the coming Messiah. And in the New Testament, we have Christ, the Messiah. And so, so many of those great prophecies concerning Christ have already been fulfilled. The Old Testament predicted his virgin birth. We see that fulfilled. The Old Testament told us in Genesis 29 that we'd come from the tribe of Judah. He came from the tribe of Judah. The prophet Micah told us who he would be born in Bethlehem. He was born in Bethlehem. The prophet Jeremiah said many infants would be massacred at his birth. And we see that fulfilled in Matthew chapter 2. Isaiah 9 says his ministry would be about Galilee. The Gospels record his ministry at Galilee. Isaiah 53:3 tells us he would be despised and rejected. And we know that he was despised and rejected because they nailed him to a cross. Zechariah said he would be sold for 30 pieces of silver. And we know that Judas sold him for 30 pieces of silver. The Bible said in Isaiah 53, he would be silent when he would be accused. And before Pilate, he was accused and he remained silent. Isaiah 50 verse 6 said he would be spat upon. Mark 14 tells us he was spat upon. Isaiah 53:12 tells us he would be crucified with sinners. Matthew 27 shows that he was crucified between two thieves. Psalm 22 says his hands and feet would be pierced. The Gospel records he was nailed to a cross. Psalm 69 said he would be given vinegar to drink. In John 19:29, he was given vinegar to drink. Psalm 22 said his garments would be parted and gambled for. And in Mark 15, we read in verse 24 about the soldiers parting his garments and casting lots. The Old Testament scripture said he would be forsaken and he would thirst. On the cross, he cried out, "I thirst, and my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Psalm 16, along with many other Old Testament scriptures, prophesied of his resurrection. And the resurrection is spoken of many times in the New Testament. Psalm 68:18 speaks of his ascension. Acts chapter 1 records that very event. What are the possibilities of all of these prophecies coming to pass in the short life of one individual? Billions to one. And yet it all came to pass in Christ. Evidence of inspiration. And then there are prophecies that have been completed that were given in the Bible since the Bible was completed. Matthew 24 records the destruction of Jerusalem, which happened in AD 70. Zechariah 13 records the dispersal of the Jews, which happened shortly after Christ's crucifixion. Ezekiel 37 records the restoration of Israel. In 1948, Israel became a nation again. Daniel chapter 12 records the increase of travel and of knowledge. You think of the 20th century, cars, aeroplanes, space rockets, helicopters, hovercrafts, all sorts of things to enable us to travel around this world. And then with radio and television, and now the internet, knowledge is increasing. And then there are many prophecies given in Matthew 24 that have been fulfilled as well. The rise of many false cults, wars and rumours of wars, famines, disease, earthquakes in strange places, martyrdom, backsliding, and the evangelization of the world, all being fulfilled before our very eyes. And then there are prophecies still to be fulfilled, and we see the stage right now being set for them. The Great Tribulation, the rise of Antichrist, a one-world government, an Antichrist system, the Jews coming back to their land, and then Christ returning again. Evidence of inspiration. How do you answer for this? How do you account for it? All of these prophecies fulfilled, being fulfilled, and some still to be fulfilled, given by many different authors from many different places over hundreds of years, many who have never met each other before. Evidence of inspiration. Why do I believe the Bible? I believe it because it claims to be the Word of God, because Christ verified it, because science and history and archaeological discovery back it up, because the fulfillment of prophecy shows it to be so. And there are other reasons as well. Read it for yourself and don't throw it out until you've read it and considered it for yourself. God bless you. Thank you for listening.